as Kathy Benson did earlier in the week, talking about long-term renewal income. And there's nobody in the company that knows not only how to get long-term income, but how to train on it and what's in your best interest financially. And she's got some incredible information. Hopefully you have something to take pens on, notes on, because you're definitely going to want to review this information over and over and over as your business evolves and your business grows and people come to you with questions later on about how to increase their income, because this is going to be key information. This lady has been with Prepaid Legal for about 30 years. And I think that just goes to show that if you have a lot of attorneys around you, you can break every child labor law that's out there. Because I can't imagine that, you know, Mr. Stonecipher was hiring kids out of kindergarten, but obviously he did if Melanie Lawson's been with the company for 30 years. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for one and only Miss Melanie Lawson.
Swagger about Dave, and he explained it to me today because I didn't know about the past dancing experience. So now we understand exactly why Dave has the attitude and the physique that he has. But I just want to thank all of you all for allowing me to be here. I always like to start my presentation telling you that there's no reason for me without you. And I want you all to believe that in your heart, because we are your home office. I'm your support staff. You know, Mr. Stonecipher was kind enough to employ me when I was 2. And he did see that he could sculpture me and mold me into the person that I am today. So I was very fortunate. But, you know, there's really no reason for me to have a job if there wasn't people selling our product. So for that, I do thank each of you in this room very much. And you know, what Dave was talking about is that there's really something special about our company. There are a lot of network marketing companies out there, and from what I understand, a lot of them are really based in the state of Utah. But you know, what you need to realize is there's something extremely unique about the opportunity you have with Prepaid Legal Services. And it's the fact that we are not just reselling something that you can pick up anywhere. Really think about what the other network marketing companies are doing. And basically what they're doing is they're either sometimes discounting, sometimes not, but products that can be purchased really on any street corner, at any Walmart, you know, at wherever it may be. What you have the opportunity to sell is a product that has no competition, that does something completely unique, and it still is giving value far beyond what its price is. And that's what's really the most important part of it. And Mark did a great job talking about that, the fact that with the Prepaid Legal Services product, he had something taken care of that was as inexpensive as $28, but it's not the dollar. It's the fact that he needs protection. You feel protected. You know, and that's the difference, is that it doesn't matter how much it is. It's the fact that you have an attorney in your back pocket to protect you over any instance, anything that happens. You know, don't be afraid to talk about the fact that there are certain parts of our coverage where it's not 100% covered, because even at a 25% discount, that's a savings. So you can confidently say that the legal service product that you're going to offer to them helps them in every instance. That's the truth. Now, there may be areas where they actually have to incur costs, but that's nothing to be ashamed of, you know, because you are still giving them quality, quantity, everything, but the most critical thing that you're giving them is access to the legal system. So that's what you have to realize. The second thing that's very unique about your opportunity with Prepaid and it being a network marketing company is that you don't have to keep selling. you don't have to go back to that person and sell them again and again and again and again in order for you to continue receiving income from that sale. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, that's a very unique aspect of prepaid legal services, is that I can go and sell Dave a legal service product, and as long as Dave maintains that service, I continue to receive the benefit. That is very unique. You won't find that in any other network marketing company. Residual income. That's why my first slide addresses that. With your relationship with prepaid legal services, not only do you have income for today, but as long as you sell quality, long-term memberships, you have income for tomorrow, and it's brainless. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to go see a financial advisor. You don't have to put money in a savings account. It just happens behind the scenes on your behalf. George is a perfect example of that. He just kept trucking, kept selling, kept writing quality business. Now he's to the point where his commission advance balance is zero. He's completely as earned, and in my opinion, he's in that gravy place. You know, George and I talked about how do I continue to increase my income, and what was my answer to George? Keep selling those quality memberships. So if anybody in this room wants to understand how to sell quality memberships, go and talk to George. He knows what's going on. And that's really the key. The key is not only to sell those memberships, but to make sure that your consumer understands the value of the product that you have placed in their hands. Take the time to make sure that they understand it's not something that they have to have a need for today. It's something that they may have a need for today, but they need to maintain it because they're going to have a need for it tomorrow and again and again and again. And also keep in mind that it's a preventative plan. You know, they need to feel comfortable calling the provider or attorney for something that they may be going to do. You know, a document that they may be going to sign. You know, a step that they may be going to take, because that'll increase utilization. I'm going to get into those numbers a little bit later. But it's really important that you sell quality, long-term legal service products. Legal empowerment in your life. This is a quote from Mr. Stonecipher in the 2010 Profiles of Success. And for everybody in this room, I really think you should consider making that purchase. We sell them for cost. I think they're 7 or 10. I really don't even know. I know that's terrible. I said there's a lot of things I do know about prepaid. There's a lot of things I don't keep track of. But, you know, it's a great document as far as a sales tool for you all when you're recruiting, because it shows the diversity of the background of the people that actually sell for our company. You know, a lot of times people want to believe they're not qualified. Well, I'm not qualified to sell. You know, I'm not qualified to be a salesperson. I'm not qualified to sell something where we're talking about legal services. But you'd find in that particular document that there are people from every background that there could possibly be. I mean, construction, school teachers, principals, highly educated, no education. It really doesn't matter. What matters is your driving, your determination to make money via the vehicle that we're providing. Because you can believe in your company, its employees and associates, and you can be a part of changing North America regardless of your background or experience. That's a very true statement. We are on a mission to make justice for all a reality. This is an opportunity to not only make a great living, but to make a difference at the same time. Doesn't that make you feel empowered?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't that make you understand why you're here? You know, I always make the joke that my parents raised me to the age of 18, and then Mr. Stonecipher had to finish the last 30 years. I think he got the short end of the deal. But he's unbelievable. Y'all, he's so full of integrity and passion and intelligence. It just, you know, if he touches your life, and he's touching your life right now, you'll just know why you have a purpose and why you have a relationship with this company. Does that look weird up there? It does, doesn't it? I'm going to go past that. I don't know why it's blurring. The picture before was our original building. I kind of like to show these to kind of make fun of Ada, Oklahoma, because you're going to make fun of it anyway. Ada's a funny little town. It really is. It's a wonderful little town. I want you all to realize that the reason the home office is in Ada, Oklahoma, is because we were the closest city Mr. Sonsifer could find to put his business. So I'm very thankful that he's from a place called Centra, Homa, Oklahoma, because Ada was the closest place. This was actually the second building that we occupied. And no, there's not hitching posts. And no, people don't still ride horses to work. We do have vehicles in Ada, Oklahoma. But Mr. Sonsifer had a vision. And his vision was to build a home office that would make his associates proud. I want you all to realize he didn't build that building for the home office. He built that building to give you more credibility, to give you the ability to be confident and strong in your conviction that you were part of a long-term company that was going to provide you all the support that you could possibly need to obtain the goals that you set for yourself. So this building was for you. He also made the commitment that he was going to build the only high-rise in Ada, Oklahoma. So, that's what he did. And I have to let you know that six stories in Ada, Oklahoma constitutes a high-rise. So, if you want to make fun of our high-rise in Ada, Oklahoma, go ahead. But it is a beautiful building, and it's your building. And I thank you for allowing us to reside in it because it's wonderful. The building I showed before, we were in cubicles on top of cubicles on top of cubicles. We had no windows. I don't know if y'all realize, but working in an environment of no windows is really tough. I mean, it really is. It's trying at best. And the new building is just phenomenal. And gosh, I guess we've been in it since about 2003 now, but it's just wonderful. And so, once again, I thank you because I have a corner office of which two sides are glass, and I love it, and it makes me a happy, happy girl. So, thank you. There's an aerial of our new building. There's the front entrance. There is the auditorium that gives us the ability to have all of our employees in one central location for meetings. We also, I don't think it was last week, but maybe in last week, regardless, it doesn't matter. Obviously, I'm losing my mind during all this time, but it has a big screen that came down, and we got to see Jim Stovall's new movie in which Mr. Sonsifer has a cameo appearance. I don't know if you all realize that, but he has a new movie, and it's called The Lamp, and we're actually going to give our associates an opportunity to have that movie before it's in the theaters. It's really cool. Mr. Sonsifer actually went ahead and did the appearance in the movie because of the structure behind the concept of the movie. And the concept, not to give away all of the story, but the concept is about a couple who have a loss, and they're basically losing their vision, losing their drive, their understanding for life, and a lamp is given to them, you know, like a genie in a lamp. And I'm rubbing it in case y'all figured out what I'm trying to do. But the whole story, the whole premise behind it is that everything that you need is at your fingertips. You don't need a genie in a lamp. You don't need someone to help you. You just have to realize what's inside of you and what you can accomplish. And you have to set your own goals and expectations. And that's why Mr. Sonsifer endorsed the film. You know, because he sees that in all of you. You know, you all are all, and I say all, you all time, and I'm sorry, that's my Oklahoma girl, but you control your destiny. You know, life's going to throw things at you all the time, but at the end of the day, your success is your success. It's not anybody else's success. Dave can't help you to be successful if you don't desire that success within yourself. So that's really the premise behind the movie. It's strong. It's beautiful. There'll actually be a little bit of an endorsement or a message to our sales associates from what I understand. And it may be like Dave may decide to have movie night, and he turns his business briefing into the actual viewing of the movie. You know, there'll be different ways that you may want to utilize it, but it's exceptional, and I just think it also endorses Mr. Stonecipher's concept of, if I give you the vehicle and you get in that vehicle, then you control your success. So basically, he's created that for you. There is the reflecting pool with the Lady of Justice, which they set in with a crane. It was a really touching moment, you know, to see her come over the sides of the building and be laid right there to rest in our reflecting pool. I always joke, we have lots of little benches out there that we're supposed to go outside and reflect, but Randy's office views the reflecting pool and the benches, so none of us have ever taken the time to actually go out there and reflect because, you know, we're afraid to do that. Another thing that we did is Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher have a penthouse on the sixth floor. And you've always heard you can't go home till the boss goes home. So that was another mistake we made. Because now when Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher decide they're going to spend the night, you find us slinking out, you know, trying to drive out of the garage with our lights off because now we can't ever go home. So there's a couple of things that we did that we weren't really thinking about at the time. But no, he's not that way. I'm just kidding. Randy, But Mr. Stonecipher, he's not that way. But, you know, there's a lot of people who I'm sure whenever you're trying to recruit them into the business, you know, they go, okay, it's a network marketing company. It's based in Oklahoma. And then beyond that, it's based in Ada, Oklahoma. You know, and for some people who are trying to find a reason not to get involved, they can use those as reasons not to get involved. But what I want to tell you is that we have everything that any company could possibly have that's in Dallas, that's in New York, that's in Chicago. We just happen to have it in Ada, Oklahoma. So, you know, be very comfortable that even though we are Okies in Ada, Oklahoma, we're smart Okies, and we know how to run a business, and we know how to protect your business. And we have redundant customer care centers. We have redundant data processing centers. We have disaster recovery that's tested, that's in place. And what that basically means, that if something were to happen, a tornado come through Ada, a fire destroy our building, you will never know. Ryan Burns will never miss a day without a deposit because something tragic were to happen in the home office. And that needs to be very reassuring to you. Because not only is it important that you have your daily deposits, but it's important that your customers that you're selling this product to never have even a one-hour window in which they can't access the home office. You know, it's very important that we never lose that, because what can happen is that you'll end up losing a lot of your customer base. If there was a long-term power outage and customers kept calling and they couldn't get access, then typically they'll cancel. That's what happens. So it's very important that we have that, and everything that we do is top of the line. Top of the line. So be reassured that even if we are in Ada, Oklahoma, everything that we have is top of the line. Success. And I've already mentioned this. The success of the company is based entirely on your success with our company. But I want you to realize that you're the drivers. No, you are the drivers of this business. If we didn't have you, then we would never have success. So I challenge all of you all today to realize what you have in the palm of your hands, that you have the ability to change your future and the company's future. Abraham Lincoln said, "Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other." That means you have to believe yourself. No matter how many people tell you you can be successful, you have to have that belief within yourself. Most of my slides from this point forward are really based on knowledge that I've gained from looking at the data that we have. Keep in mind, we have data that I can access since 1972. I'm a weird person with two separate personalities, and I totally blame my parents. My dad is a chemist, for the government, retired now, so he's very analytical, really, really intelligent. And my mom is really, really intelligent, but she chose to be a school teacher. You know, she was more of a nurturing person, you know. She was hands-on, and so I think I'm just a nice mixture of both, complimenting myself, but I have this analytical side of me, but then I also have this want or this need or desire to take everything that I learn and pass it on. You know, I can sit at the home office and I can review numbers over and over and over, but unless I share those results with Dave, with Ryan, with the Gilberts, you know, unless I go out and tell George what I know, then what I'm doing has no merit, no merit whatsoever. So that's why I'm here today, because I understand the numbers and I understand what the results are, but I want to pass this knowledge on to each of you because it's really critical to your business. Don't try to sell something you don't use. The people in this room with the highest retention rates, I promise you, have the highest utilization rates. And that's a positive. That's a positive. Keep in mind, our product cost does not go up in relationship to utilization. Now, does that make sense? If you have automobile insurance and you have an automobile accident and you report it to your insurance carrier, what happens? Exactly. I mean, that's just the reality. Health insurance goes up when health costs go up. You know, everything's relative except for this unique product that you have the ability to sell to everybody that you know. It doesn't go up based on utilization. And once you have a relationship with the provider attorney, you understand how it works, you are going to be filled with confidence when you sell the product. Does it not make sense? If you are comfortable with the product, you've used the product, then all of a sudden there's this confidence in you, and when you're selling, it comes off. And you can quickly answer their questions, and you can make them feel at ease with using the product. A lot of the problem that we have with retention rates is the fact that the member does not utilize the product. And when we make cold calls to those members, this is what they tell us. I was scared to call. That the attorney's going to be smarter than me. He's going to laugh at my issue. You've got to squelch those doubts that are in that member's mind. And the way you're going to do that is to have all that doubt taken out of yourself. So for every sales associate who's in this room that has not utilized the product, use the product and use it now. And use it often. And understand and build a relationship with your provider firm. It's really, really critical to your retention rates. It also is going to give you confidence. Confidence helps you make sales. All those things are going to come back to benefit you over and over. Attend all provider attorney open houses. Once again, you have got to sell yourself. The first sale you have to make in order to be a good salesperson is to sell yourself. If you go and have a relationship with the firm, you see how credible the firm is, then you have more belief in what you're selling. Best sales practice, have your will prepared. The most unused portion of our plan is the will. And it is the most tangible proof of our product. Think about it. When a member has their will prepared, they have contact with the firm, they have a tangible proof of the product, they have a document that gives them, you know, that makes them feel comfortable with what, that they've protected their assets, that they've protected their family. And probably 20% of the people in this room have had their will prepared. That means 80% of you have not had your will prepared. Shame on you. I mean, really. Because how can you remember to always sell hard on the will if you haven't done it yourself? You know, you've got to do these things yourself to make you a better salesperson. And there are a lot of associates who use their document when they're making the sales presentation just to show them. You know, I got this within the first week of my membership. You know, it made me know that everything that I have is going to go to the people that need to have it, that my children are protected, that if something were to happen to me and I have children, which Utah has a lot of children, I found that out last night even more than I knew, but, you know, I mean, it's important. learn that your children are protected and that they go to the homes where you want them to go, not where the government thinks that they need to go. That's really important. And one thing also, a lot of people believe that you have to list all your, you know, all your savings accounts, you know, all of your assets. If you can have a very simple will that takes about 10 minutes to fill out if you don't have things that you want to delegate it to separate people. For instance, on my will, I have two sons, and I wanted everything to go 50-50 to my sons. I let them squabble about who gets what. It really doesn't matter to me. But my will took me about 15 minutes to fill out. And now they're protected and my assets are protected because all I had to do was say everything that I have of any value goes 50-50 to my two sons. So if nothing else, learn that yourself. Kind of learn the aspects of a will and what does need to be listed and what doesn't have to be listed. Robert Kiyosaki, and this is just a strong endorsement of network marketing, which I think network marketing is the vehicle of tomorrow. I think it's the vehicle of today. I think it's very much the vehicle of tomorrow. I see network marketing as a great way of giving people the training to be entrepreneurial and have the entrepreneurial spirit without training, without having, to climb someone else's ladder. That means you're climbing your own ladder. Or live in fear of being fired or downsized. Isn't that a wonderful feeling to know you're controlling your destiny? You know, and there are a lot of companies that give network marketing a negative feeling because what they're doing basically is just, you know, taking someone else's dollars and funneling them to themselves. You know, they make all their money off of the opportunity cost, and there's really no product behind it. But we see network marketing for the same reasons that Robert sees network marketing. We know it's the easiest way to provide income, an entrepreneurial spirit to our sales force, and to reach out and touch as many lives as we possibly can. It's the right vehicle for our product. If you limit your choices only to what seems possible or reasonable, you disconnect yourself from what you truly want, and all that is left is compromise. More people are choosing to start home-based businesses, and there are more resources available than ever to be successful. That's the power of what we offer to you today. Compensation plan. That's the key. The compensation plan was devised by Mr. Stonecipher. It was enhanced by Mr. Stonecipher, and it's dedicated to his field, you. It's impossible to grow a business without growing its people first. Company culture develops from the top down. Leading by example is key. Would you not all agree that Mr. Stonecipher leads by example? I can tell you that never, never, never would anybody in this room ever have put the hours into this company that Mr. Stonecipher has put into this company. So anytime you have a chance to thank him in any way you can, you need to do so. And I can tell you the easiest way for you to thank him is to get on fire and sell this product. That's how we thank Mr. Stonecipher. We stop finding reasons and excuses not to sell, and we just go out with confidence and we sell. Because that is what Mr. Stonecipher deserves at this point in time, is for us to make this company the success that he deserves it to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's the school teacher in me again. But I mean, we have got to get excited. We have got to get motivated. We have got to stop letting this little voice in ourselves tell us not to sell the product. Oh, that person, they have too much income. They won't want our product. Baloney. No matter how much money they have, do they have an attorney they can call 24/7? Absolutely not. No, we have investors in New York that have our plan. Bob Robotti, who's the head of a very large Robotti investment, has our plan because we were fortunate enough to make a presentation to him, and he reached out to one of our sales associates in the state of New York. They sold him a membership, and he utilized that membership within a week. And he's probably worth millions upon millions upon millions. But he didn't have what we offer. Do you realize that? offer something so unique. How does an associate maximize the compensation plan? The most efficient manner is to maintain the highest retention rates on each membership sold by you and your downline. George Wilkinson, he understands that 100%. It's not just the quantity of the memberships that you sell that are going to make you successful. It is the retention aspect of those memberships that you sell. And when you're building an organization, you need to have your downline stand a task too. You need to tell them that you don't want short-term volume memberships. You want a volume of long-term quality business. It's very, very important that you think about the membership as a long-term investment for your members. It's also important that you learn to walk away from a member that you know is not long-term. If they don't understand the value of the product, don't sell it. Don't sell it. It just doesn't make any sense for you to have an advance that you know is going to be charged back. It hurts your retention rates. It hurts your residual income. Everything's affected by that. So learn to walk away from a member that doesn't understand the value of the membership that you're selling to them. A key factor to membership retention is your knowledge of the product. You, the sales associate, often referred to as point of sale in most instances, could be the only contact for that member. So you need to make sure that you understand the product and you're passing on your product knowledge. The next 5 points have been the same 5 points Dave's probably heard me say them over and over and over. But you know, I think that's really a good thing, because it shows you that we're really not susceptible to the different things that happen, you know, on a day-to-day activity. And what it shows you is that once you understand the aspects of retention, if you keep using those same tools over and over and over, then you'll have the highest quality long-term business that you can have. You know, whenever Mark was showing the growth in the company and it showed a small dip in 2009, which was still there in 2010, that should show you how strong and how stable our business is. Because there were lots of companies that would have loved to have a 2% swing down in their business. There were lots of companies that had 10, 20% down. But, you know, because we're not susceptible to all those changes that are going on, that shows you the value of our product and the fact that we do stand, you know, we do withstand all the different things that are going on that may be happening in the economic atmosphere. The first retention tip, sell the membership in person. Do not buy membership leads. Do not. Does everybody understand what I just said?
Yes.
A membership lead is some money-hungry company on the internet that's going out there and trying to find people that need immediate access to an attorney. Once that member has that legal problem taken care of by our firm, they cancel. That's all they were looking for. They didn't want to understand us. They didn't want a long-term relationship with our firm. They had a legal need. They wanted it taken care of, and they're gone. You need to be the salesperson. Don't buy someone else's leads. Use your own leads. And if you feel like you've utilized all your warm market, well, I hate to tell you, you haven't even touched your warm market, because your warm market is the grocery store. Your warm market is the gym you work out at. Your warm market is everybody standing out there in that lobby. Anywhere there's a warm body, Dave Cervulla would tell you, is your warm market. Does that make sense? So don't tell me, I've already sold my membership to everybody in my warm market, I don't have anybody else to sell to. I call you out on that one. Because as long as we're only in about 3% of the population of North America, there's a lot of warm bodies out there that need our product. Encourage the preparation of the will. I'm going to show you a number that is going to make you think, why have I not been utilizing the will? You know, if nothing else, go online, print the PDF document of the will questionnaire, and leave it with your member, striving to promote them to start filling it out at that time. So by the time they get their membership kit, all they have to do is carry it over, or they don't even have to use the will questionnaire that's within the temporary membership kit. One lady associate that we have has the highest wheel utilization that there is. Correspondingly, she has some of the highest retention rates in the company. And you know what she does? She just leaves a stamped, addressed envelope to the law firm so that when that member fills out their will questionnaire, they drop it immediately in the mail and send it off. What's that cost? 50 cents? You know, but she just found out that if she left that there, then they don't just fill it out and lay it aside. You know, we do so many things and then we just lay them aside. Primerica, we passed the Primerica office this morning. Primerica, as you know, actually sells a legal service product via our company that is labeled their product. They have some of the highest retention rates because they always use the wheel to close their financial advising presentation. You know, what a perfect close for them. You know, they've gone to Dave. They've told him all that he needs to do to protect himself, life insurance, you know, some kind of investments, whatever it may be. But when they close, they love closing with our will because that's kind of like the final step. You know, I've taken care of all the other aspects of my life. I need to protect my assets. So they close with the will, and their retention rates are so phenomenally high. So you need to take the time to work on the will. I can tell you with the MASS program, and I don't know if you talk on that before, but, you know, it's a one-time fee for $5.95. But with the MASS program, every time we call that member, we look in the file and see if they've had their will prepared or not. And if they haven't, we say, we noticed you haven't had your will prepared. We want to recommend that you go ahead and do that. Do you still have your membership kit? You know, we do everything we can on your behalf to promote the utilization of the will because we know what's good for you is good for us. What's good for us is good for the member. And that, you know, we're all working together for the same common goal. Do not sell the member too much product, but rather the product that they can afford and fits their income level. It's critical, very, very critical, that you learn to step back from always selling the $35.95 duo package. You know, if you're making a presentation to a single parent or a struggling college student, whatever it may be, you have the knowledge right then and there that they probably don't have $35.95 extra in cash every month to pay for the legal service product. And in those instances, you need to do the right thing and sell them the $17 product. And I can tell you, even though your advanced commissions are going to be lower than they would have been on the $35.95 product, you've created a long-term member with residual income. And isn't that what we're all looking for? You know, that's really important that you realize if that member has to make the decision between buying groceries and paying for a legal service product, what are they going to do? They're going to buy groceries. And no matter how hard the MASS program works to save members that have determined that they want to cancel their product, we've learned that we have a hard time downgrading them. If, you know, if someone's paying $35.95, they call in, they say, I can't afford it anymore. You know, we'll say, well, why don't you just maintain the $17 product? And then at some point in time, you can add back those benefits. Once they make the conscious decision that they can't afford and they don't need the legal service product, no matter how hard we work, it's hard to get that to happen. So do yourself a favor and your long-term residual income and learn to select the product that fits their income. It's really, really critically important. Have examples of everyday use of the products. Utilization, utilization, utilization. It is so key to the longevity of the member. You know, we have the 101 Reasons to Have a Life Events Legal Service Plan. It's a real simple brochure. You can have it personalized with your information on the back. It gives very simple reasons for them to contact the law firm. You want to create that relationship with the firm and your members. You want them to understand that they need this product, that even if they don't have a need for it today, they're going to have a need for it tomorrow. And if they don't have a need for it tomorrow and it doesn't happen for 2 years, you want them to keep remembering all the reasons that they bought that product. Select payment form of bank draft. This is really critical. Credit card companies are very competitive. Credit card companies are acquired, they're sold, they're compromised. You know, there's all different things that happen, and what ends up happening is one of your members may become a casualty of one of those events. It may be that you have a member that gets a solicitation from a credit card and it says 6 months free, and they go, yeah, I need to do that. You know, I'm carrying a balance right now. It'd be great if I could get 6 months free interest. What ends up happening is they forget they were paying their legal service product on that credit card. And by the time they open their mail and look at it, they're in the arrears, and then they start thinking, oh, my gosh, I haven't used it the last 2 months. Now I'm 2 months behind. I think I'm just going to go ahead and cancel. But if you get them on a bank draft, then people typically maintain the same banking relationship. People don't change banks nearly as often as they change credit cards. I mean, banks aren't soliciting. You know, they don't need to. Most people have a mortgage with a bank. They have a car loan with a bank, or they just have a relationship with a bank. So you need to think about trying to always use a bank instead of a credit card as a form of payment. I mentioned just a few minutes ago that credit card companies are compromised. When they're compromised, they send out a new credit card to that consumer. And once again, the consumer may forget that they're paying for their legal service product on that credit card, and you may lose them just during that time period. So if at all possible, sign up your member using their bank account. Keep in mind, you don't have to have a check, because a debit card is a bank account. So, you know, if you have an opportunity to kind of push them towards utilizing their bank account, you definitely should. Tenure retention. First-year retention average is about 51% across the board. But if you note, if you can make it through year one, it goes up, 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 up. Because once they get that relationship with our company, relationship with the firm, then they become long-term members. It's really critical that you impact your member within the first 12 months of their relationship with the company. 51% is first year average. Column number two, what does it say? With intake, what's the change? Exactly. And you know what, Dave? The best part about that, they've used it one time. That 62% is an average based on members who have used the firm one time. It's not based on someone who had 13, you know, reasons to call the firm during the first year of their relationship with the company. That number is based on one intake or more, but at least one intake. That shows you the value of the product. That's why you want to promote utilization. That's why you want them to utilize the law firms. That's why you need to utilize the law firm so you can make sure that they utilize the law firm. Can you imagine, going back to the graph before, if your first year retention was 62% instead of 51, the dramatic increase you have in the longevity of your members? And what happens if your members continue to pay? Exactly, residual income. It's the key to your retirement. You know, and it's really simple. Look at the last bar. Isn't that what we all aspire to have? And that's the members that have their will prepared. And it's because they have tangible proof of the product. They have a relationship with the law firm. They have peace of mind because they have that document. So that's, once again, why you need to have your will prepared, and you need to make sure that you always close on the member utilizing that portion of the product. Residual income. A 10% increase in the retention rates of the membership sold by you and your organization results in an increase in your residual income of approximately 35%. This is without additional sales. This is really critical that you understand this point. This point is not saying go sell 10% more and you get 35% more in income. It's the compounding effect of having an increase in your retention rates. What it is saying, that if you can impact the retention rates of your members by 10%, you will have a corresponding 35% increase in your income. What can you do to have a 10% increase in your first year retention rates? Pardon me? Exactly. That's it. It's that simple. Have them utilize the product. So you need to push utilization. information. It's really key. The responsibility of retirement for seniors has shifted from corporate and government pensions to the seniors themselves. This is a quote that was in Fortune magazine probably about 5 years ago. But the beauty of this quote, and why I leave this quote in, is that with prepaid legal services, you don't have to worry about your pension fund. Your pension fund is your memberships that you're selling. When you don't really believe in validity of your dreams, you think that I would put a word up there that I could say. I mean, this is my presentation, and typically I can, but apparently I'm tongue-tied today. Of your dreams, and you aren't prepared for achievement, you will fall short again and again. You must believe the only way you won't succeed is to quit. If you don't quit, you have no choice but to win. Doesn't it make you feel inspired? If I don't quit, I'm going to win. All I have to do is never quit. When Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher put their furniture as collateral on a loan so that they can continue to pay their sales force, do you think it would have been easier for them to quit? Would it? But they didn't. They didn't. They just kept going on. Residual income. And let me say one thing real quickly about this slide. I've listed names that give you name recognition, but there are tens of thousands of associates who have earned out their debit balance, who have increasing income based on a seasoned block of long-term quality business. So don't think these are the only examples that they are. I just use these names because of name recognition, not because they're the only ones that have the value of bringing on quantity, quality business. For every dollar of commission advance received today, it's worth 36 cents in residual income. This is based on the one-year program with company average retention rates. What that is basically saying is that for every dollar of cash that Dave manages to spend today, as long as he maintains company average retention rates, he'll have 36 cents coming to him after he spends it. It's not saying, Dave, go put 36 cents in a savings account. Not that I'm not saying that you should save, because I do think you should save. But what it's saying is that as long as he and his organization maintain company average, I'm not giving you a number based on someone who has 80% retention rates. I'm saying as long as you and your organization maintain company average retention rates, then for every dollar of commission advance that the company sends to you that you spend today, you'll have 36 more cents coming to you over the life of those memberships. Is that not a great play? Residual income really creates the ultimate time freedom. That means what you're working for today is the ability to have 100% time freedom in the future. Prepaid Legal Services, Inc. continually improves upon its own success, resulting in an unparalleled opportunity for home-based business owners. That's the opportunity that you have in your hands. So next time Dave has a Super Saturday event or a business briefing or whatever it may be, don't come empty-handed. Bring someone that's important to you that you want them to have the same opportunity that you have. It's really important that you do that, that you understand what you have in your hands and that you spread the word to everybody that you know that you want to have the same opportunity. Okay, I'm on my final slide, but I also will take Q&A, and I also have some points that I jotted down that I want to cover real quick. Okay, what does this say? Okay. No, and I was going to do this in the beginning, but I forgot. And I am really intelligent. I may seem a little scatterbrained, but I really, really am pretty sharp most of the time. But it's funny because I get to these places and I have so much that I want to share. Does that make sense? You know, I want to tell you this and I want to tell you that. And, you know, I get people in a car with me and I'm just going, blah, 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 and I know they're going, oh my gosh. Okay, enough, Melanie, turn it off. But I just feel like that's my responsibility to make you, I want to take everything that I know and everything that I can to help you become the person that you can become with our company. So it's not that I don't think that you're intelligent and that you need my wisdom. It's that I have a responsibility to pass all my knowledge to you. That's my role. My role is just to help you every way I can. But the first point I wanted to make was Players Club. Dave does a great job on recognition, and he needs to continue to do that, because the most positive thing or part of Players Club is it keeps you in the game. It keeps you in the game because it makes you have monthly criteria that you need to maintain. Don't ever allow yourself a month without achieving Players Club. Everybody in this room next month needs to walk by this stage and say 1 month, because that should be the minimum amount of time that you give to this business every month. That's the minimum. The minimum amount you should give to this company is Players Club. You should set that down and every day say, I'm going to Players Club qualify this month. If I don't do anything else, I'm going to Players Club qualify, because once you have about 6 months under your belt, you won't miss it. You know, if you just have a month or two, it's shaky, you know. But, man, once you get in it and you start feeling it and then those checks start coming, I mean, think about it. That's $6,000 more a year for doing the behavior you ought to be doing. That's all it is. It's behavior you already should be holding yourself accountable for. And the trips are phenomenal. Now, granted, we probably had 1,500 associates qualify for the trip this year, and so we had to use different measurements to take the cream of the crop, you know, and so there are people that are disappointed because they're not getting to go, but there'll be a trip next year. You know, there's always going to be a trip, but so what you've got to do is aspire to be at the top of the Players Club, because I can tell you that the trip they're going to announce at convention this year is going to blow your socks off. And it's going to get more and more that way because, you know, so many people are engaged in Players Club, and we're going to take the elite, you know, the ones who have the highest retention rates, that have the highest volume of business. But at the end of the day, your goal shouldn't be the trip. Your goal should be you setting a monthly requirement for yourself. That's what your goal should be, so that you start receiving $6,000 just free money to buy that silly car that you have no reason to drive, but you want to drive. Or to help pay for your children's education. Or you may just need it to go ahead and make ends meet. And that's fine too. But why not take advantage of $6,000? I mean, why not? Give me a reason not to Players Club qualify. You know, I mean, I need one reason. You won't have any, so I don't want to hear them. But anyway. Oh, and also the trip this year, for those of you that aren't getting to go, what Dave was talking about is so true, is that you have an opportunity to learn from people who are involved in the exact same business you're involved in. Doesn't that feel good to talk to someone who understands why you're happy, why you love prepaid, why you feel good about it? And, you know, at the Beach Palace, which I hope we go back to the Beach Palace, because the beauty of the Beach Palace is we get the whole resort. It becomes the prepaid legal Beach Palace. So every time you get on the elevator, it's an associate. Every time you're sitting by the pool, it's an associate. And you just get to learn, and there's that camaraderie and that, you know, that feeling of being a part of something really good. So I challenge all of you all, and I may schedule to come back in 6 months, Dave, and see how many in this room walk across this stage and say 1 month. I don't care if it's just 1 month. I'd rather you walk by and say 6 months. But start making yourself have goals. Write down your goals and achieve those goals. Small business. George is exactly right about small business. You need to go to his training and you need to learn how to sell a small business plan. There is no more valuable product, really, than our small business plan for a small business owner. They can have 10 collection letters written every single month. For a small business owner, that's a lot of attorney fees, a lot. And with that product, that at a minimum, if that's all they do is have those 10 collection letters written on a law firm's letterhead every month, if they have any kind of collection problems, they paid for their membership that month. You know, so for those of you who haven't entertained the thought of getting into the small business avenue or that sector of the business, you ought to consider doing it. I also believe it is an area where we're going to start seeing a lot of growth. I really do. IDT. One thing I wanted to talk about IDT. Mark did a great job talking about the fact that he attacked his wife after she got a credit card. But do you realize that if your members that you sold the IDT plan to never turn on their monitoring, then they never know that that happens. And we lose so many IDT members because they never initiate their monitoring, they never activate, and so then they forget why they even bought it. So you need to do a good job going back to your members yourself. MAST does a great job, but make yourself some kind of a system where you go back to your members, and not only do you promote utilization and ask them if they've used the firm, but you make sure that they have activated their monitoring. Because once they start receiving that email, then it's just a resell. It's a mental resell for those members. So you need to make sure that your members that you're selling the IDT product to are activating their monitoring. It's really, really critical. You'll see a tremendous change in your retention of your members. Final considerations. 40-year-old publicly held company traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the company because I'm going to take that point off very, very soon. And for a lot of people, it's kind of a scary thing to hear about the company being purchased. But I can tell you the fact that four of the largest investment firms wanted to buy this company is a huge compliment to the company that Mr. Schoencipher has built. He built a company in which there were people buying to come in at the number one spot and have the ability to buy us. And by buying us, we will not be listed on the New York Stock Exchange. We will be a privately held company. And at the end of the day, that was the best thing that could happen to anybody in this room. Because we won't be plagued by short sellers. We won't have, you know, negative information that has no value, has no merit, that shows up on the internet. You know, you're out there trying to make a presentation. They go and they do a Google search. It calls up all this baloney that doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's still out there. That all goes away. And the second part of being privately held is the fact that we now have access to resources we've never had access before to. And that's exciting. You need to be excited. You need to realize you're on the ground floor of something really big that's going to happen to this company. You know, if I can convey anything to you today, I can let you know that it's time to get your motors running. It's time to position yourself like you never have before, because I know what's coming, and it makes me excited. And it makes me know that I'm in the right place, that I'm involved with a company that has nothing but big things ahead. And you need to understand that that's where you are today. And by you being in this room today, you've got a head start on the rest of the population that doesn't already have a relationship with our company. So you need to take advantage of that. You need to recruit all those people you've been trying to recruit. You need to go ahead and sell all those memberships that you've been trying to sell, because we're going to have a marketing plan that's going to be in place. It's going to be dynamic. It's going to create a cohesion with our associates to where they understand everything that's going on with the home office. It's just going to clear a path that we've never had before. The talent that MidOcean Partners is bringing to our company, I think, is untouchable. It's just, I can't even begin to explain to you how good it's going to be for everybody on a go-forward basis. All those years of hard work that Mr. Schoencipher has given to this company are going to just come back to him 10, 20-fold, whoever knows it, whatever it may be. And I just think it's exciting to know that you're a part of the next chapter of this company. So don't be scared of the fact that we're going to be privately held. It's a good thing. It's a positive. It's a plus. Started, you have a seasoned home office ready daily to support you, to help you with your business. You know, there are times that I'm sure you doubt that. You're like, oh my gosh, prepaid's calling me. What are they calling me about? You know, what's going on? But keep in mind, we're here to protect the integrity of the company. You need to be thankful that we're on top of everything, because what we're doing is we're making sure that there is a company tomorrow. You know, I mean, that's our responsibility to protect you. We are protecting you. We're protecting the longevity of this company. We're protecting the longevity of this opportunity. And we take it very, very seriously. And we're doing that for our sales force. Huge potential market, regardless of what income section you believe to be your market. I mean, it's untouched, you guys. It's completely and totally untouched. The market potential is unbelievable. And it won't be that way forever. So that's why I'm recommending that you all get excited and get moving. A provider attorney network positioned with, I can't even read this anymore, excuse me, with the proper education, guidance, and most importantly, the desire to meet the legal needs of our members. Isn't that exciting that our provider network has been in place since 1987? That they want to provide services? Do you realize? And there are members who have what they call bad experiences with our firms. But I can tell you that most bad experiences are because there wasn't the outcome that they wanted. It wasn't that the firm wasn't doing the best of their ability. It's just that it didn't have the outcome that that member wanted. And you have to learn to deal with that and you know, talk to them. Talk to the attorney resolutions. You know, do whatever you have to do. But keep in mind, not everything happens the way we want it to happen. That's just the reality of it. But what you also need to keep in the back of your mind is the fact that the provider firms are paid based on active members. Do you all realize that? That's how they're paid. They're paid exactly the way you're paid. So explain to me why they'd want a member to cancel. Explain to me why they're not going to do the best job they possibly can. You know, they benefit from long-term members just like all of us. That's why there's so much synergy in our company in every aspect. So, and if there's ever a situation where there seems to be a problem, you need to take care of it. You need to do whatever you can. But I can tell you, in studying the retention aspects of members with a complaint, guess what? Their retention rates are higher than those members without a complaint because their complaints are taken care of, a resolution is arrived at, and now you have a member that used the firm, that used the home office, that had something that maybe caused them some doubt, and it's been taken care of. So don't be scared of that. It's a positive. It really is. Let your career, the most powerful weapon on earth, is a human soul on fire. In case y'all can't tell, I stay on fire. You can't put me out. You can throw buckets and buckets of water on me, but I don't slow down. I told everybody last night I'm like the weevil. You know, I wobble every once in a while, but I never fall down. You know, I love this company, and it's important for me that you love this company, too, and you understand the potential that you have. There's no greatness without a passion to be great, whether it's an aspiration of an athlete, an artist, a scientist, a parent, or a business person. Anyone can dabble, but once you've made that commitment, your blood has that particular thing in it, and it's very hard for people to stop you. Don't let anybody stop you. For every person that says no to you, there's going to be 10 more people that say yes. Just move past them. They just don't get it. They don't understand it. Move past them. Don't let them slow you down. Move past them. Do you think anybody ever slowed Dave Cibula down? Have you ever traveled with Dave? Listen, you need to travel with Dave Cibula. He's recruiting every single person. He really, no, it's the honest truth. He recruits every single person he talks to. And when they say, it doesn't make sense to me, you know what he does? He says, thank you for your time. And he goes, Ryan, have I chosen? I mean, that's what he does. He's unstoppable. And that's what you need to be. You need to be unstoppable. Don't let people doubt your passion. Don't let people doubt your vision. One person with passion is better than 40 people merely interested. I'd rather have 40 days than 160 people that really don't care. I mean, that's the value of numbers, and that's what I'm talking to you about. The people that say no, move past them. Just move on to the next person, because you're going to find that person that has that same passion and commitment that you have. Let your career with Prepaid Legal be your passion. It's really important for me that you all be committed and that you step up and move this company to the next level. So with that, I'll close. And Dave, it's up to you. I can take some Q&A.
We'll open it up to Q&A.
Yeah, that's fine. And don't be scared. There's not a bad question. Go ahead.
How did you get your first job as a pre-K leader?
In all honesty, I was 18. Yes, I know. Scary. And I'm going to have my 31st. I'm not 49 yet, though. I'm 48. But I am going to have my 31st anniversary, May 30th, with this company. But I had been at the Shirt Nook in Ada, Oklahoma. And do y'all remember when appliques were really big on T-shirts? You know, you had that steam. Okay, some of y'all may be too young. George, come on, you can help me out here. I mean, that was a big deal. Like, people wore the most ridiculous stuff on their shirts. Like, I put stuff on shirts that should have never been written, much less worn on a T-shirt. But that was my experience. And then I had babysat for a very well-to-do family in Ada, Oklahoma, which was like a dream job. And I think my dad was kind of like, okay, let's get real. My dad had this saying, and it was called breaking your plate. And basically, when you turned 18, he said he broke your plate, your dinner plate. That's what he's talking about, which basically was his way of saying it's time to get off your butt and do a little bit more work. So I went and I applied at two businesses in Ada. One was prepaid, and one was Solo Cup, which is basically an assembly line, and which I did not want to do whatsoever. But at that point in time, those were the two places in Ada, Oklahoma that were hiring. And I was really lucky that Mr. Stonecipher had no criteria for his part-time employees. Seriously. But you know, that's why you all are all lucky in this room. Did he ask you for your resume? No. Does he want hard people, hardworking people that will give it everything they can? Absolutely. And that's what that was his criteria at that time. You know, his interview was, this is my company. I'll expect you to dress professional, act professional, and be here the hours that are required. And that was my start. And then I pursued an accounting degree at our university in Ada. I was in the IT department. I moved to the accounting department in 86 because we decided to buy a new software package. So my accounting background and my IT background. Then I stayed in IT, in accounting. I became the manager of accounting. And then in 2003, Mr. Stonecipher asked me to just do analytical data only. So my title, which I think titles are baloney anyway, because I think I've done absolutely everything you could possibly do in that building. I think at some point, I've even punched apps, guys. Come on. I mean, I can do, I'm multi-dimensional for sure. But I became the financial analyst at that point in time, and that's what I've done the past, 8 years. Any other questions? Yes. Right. I think I take it seriously. When someone, an associate and or a member, comes to me and says, the law firm didn't treat me well, you know, they didn't speak to me nicely, there was no customer service, I take it very seriously and I say, we need to take care of that. You know, we need to call attorney resolutions. We need to make sure that it's reported and that we talk to the firm, and that you need to always take it seriously. Don't downplay it. No, don't say, oh, that isn't going to ever happen. Because it is real in their minds. Real or not, it's real. But for the most circumstances, it's a misunderstanding. It was the place that member was when they made that contact. You know, there's a lot of different reasons that they may feel that way. But take it seriously. Always take everything seriously. You know, that's why we have that staff there. And even if you don't feel like someone's taking it seriously, I assure you they can. You just can't go, oh, right, yeah, that always happens to me, too. You know, don't do that. Don't say it happens to me, too. Just take it seriously and go with it. Even if there's a doubt in your mind at some point in time that maybe you don't feel like you got the same respect that you felt like you should have, keep in mind we're all in different mindsets every day. You know, different things are making us emotionally more receptive, less receptive. You know, we're under stress, whatever it may be, and our members are in the same place. So I always say you should take it seriously. Any other questions? All right.
Is there a possibility for the home office to consider having, like, text messaging as an IDT alert?
Yeah. We actually have got a couple of companies right now that are making proposals for us on text messaging for our associates as well as members. So we're always on top of that. It's just what you've got to understand with everything that's good, there's always consequences. There are a lot of people who have pay for plans. And if all of a sudden we start blowing up, not everybody's on unlimited texting, because a lot of people, like my dad, he hates it when I send him a text. He goes, 10 cents. 10 cents, Mel, could you not have called me? I'm like, Dad, come on. But that, you know, he's old school. He worked hard for every dime in his pocket. He probably still has the first dime in his pocket. But I admire him for that, because that's why my dad built a home without debt. You know, that's why he buys my mom cars without debt, because my dad understands the value of saving every dime. So that's the flip, you know, everything has a flip side, and you have to realize that what seems to be a real easy solution, you have to weigh the flip side of it. The flip side of it is there's a lot of people who are going to be annoyed because we're sending them text messages. Just, you know, so what we'd have to do after we figure out the right company that doesn't, you know, create any Sarbanes-Oxley, any PCI compliance issues, is to figure out how to reach out and figure out which members really do want to, or associates want to talk that way, and how many of them don't. Because while you're all probably got your iPhones, you're blowing them up all the time, there's a lot of people that don't. You know, there's still people who don't carry phones. Believe it or not, there are still a certain amount of the population that does not carry a phone. So, but it does make sense, and it is something we're pursuing. George?
Tony, I think one of the biggest problems is people oversell the service.
Yep. Right.
I even tell them, hey, their attorneys are going to mess up.
Right.
They don't have customer service.
Right.
Service level.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people really need to get a better foundation of teaching the delivery of service.
Right.
You know, what you said a minute ago about members having problems, I had a member with a problem, and when it comes, I walked him through the system.
Right.
He just referred me another customer.
Right. And that's what I was talking about you utilizing the firm. You having your will prepared, you going to the open houses, the more knowledge you have, you going to the small business school. I mean, even if you never intend to sell the small business plan, you're going to gain more knowledge. Knowledge is key. You know, there at every APT, there ought not be an empty seat in the room. And if you've been to one APT, you haven't been to enough. If you've been to five, you haven't been to enough. If you haven't been to a group school, you need to get your bottom to a group school, because it's going to give you knowledge. Knowledge is key. You know, if I just picked someone out in this room and I said, sell me the product, all of you would start going, oh, my gosh, she's going to pick me. I know she's going to pick me. She's going to ask me a question. I'm not going to know the answer. If that's the first thought that goes through your mind, you need to pick up some product knowledge, because then you're going to deliver it in the right manner. You don't ever need to oversell the product. You know, undersell, the law firm's going to over-deliver. So become confident. You know, a lot of people that are great salespeople used a script in the beginning when they sold the product. And as they were going through the script, if the member just threw a question or the potential member threw a question out, they'd say, that's a great question, let's save it for later, probably hoping that the potential member doesn't remember what that question is. But, you know, take a script, practice it in front of a mirror. Have you ever had to give a speech where you just said that speech over and over and over again? Do that with your membership delivery until you're very comfortable and confident about it. It's not an embarrassment. Use a flip chart. I don't know if Dave ever used a flip chart, but, you know, use a flip chart. I mean, honestly, use whatever tools available to you to give you the confidence to sell the product correctly.
I think a lot of us have the chance to come last night. We got to hear things to expect when we're going to see a convention, not only just with, you know, just the things that we're going to hold in business, but how many percent of people are going to work maybe on what to expect as far as, I guess, introduce the new leaders a little bit about Mr. Mason.
Okay. Yeah. What you're going to have at the Oklahoma City Convention this year, and there won't be a big rollout of what is going to happen during the next 12 months, but what you are going to gain is the vision for what's going to happen. Does that make sense? There's not going to be a hardcore plan that's going to be laid out that you go, yeah, that's great. But what you're going to see is you're going to see the vision that they have for the future of this company. Rip Mason wasn't a practicing attorney for about 18 years, and then he got involved in network marketing. He's been involved in it ever since then. He'll be speaking. He will become our new CEO when the transaction is completed. He is phenomenal. I mean, he's phenomenal. He just understands so much and has been put in so many different positions where he had to take companies to the next level. He is a perfect fit for our company. Mr. Alan Fernley he's actually British. He's from London. And it's so funny. He's funny. I love a great sense of humor. But when he first started, his parents, his dad in particular, wouldn't tell people who he worked for because he worked for a ladies' cosmetic company. But he was in charge of their marketing. And he took the German aspect of that cosmetic company. I forget the growth that they had once they hired him. And then he just moved up and up and up and up. And what he really, his forte is branding, market awareness. Won't it be nice when you go out there to sell the product and they've heard of it? You know, won't it be nice when they've already kind of been dripped on a little bit and they've kind of started already thinking, you know, it'd be great if I did have access to an attorney. 6 months ago, when I didn't have prepaid legal services, if I would have had it, now I understand what it would have done for me. I mean, can you imagine how much easier it's going to be for you to sell the product and recruit when there's already public knowledge of what we do and what we have? So that's really what Alan's going to bring to the table, is a marketing plan, a branding, market knowledge, just all those different aspects that we need to develop greater for our company and for our sales associates. So you'll get to hear from them, and then you'll get to understand why I have this big smile on my face and why I'm excited about the future. And you do need to be there to hear it firsthand, because you need to go back and develop your team. And if you have that knowledge yourself and it's not secondhand, it'll be, once again, way much easier for you to deliver that. You know, if you say, I was sitting right there and he was saying it, and this is what he was saying, boom, 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 then that enthusiasm is going to come across, and you'll grow from it. Yes? Yeah, and that's an area that we spent a lot of time on. It's being addressed. I don't have a clear answer for you today, but I can tell you it's one that we're very cognizant of, and that we're developing different avenues for. Well, there's some law firms that have Spanish, that have bilingual attorneys. So in those circumstances, it's very easy. Then there's some law firms that the bar prohibits them using an interpreter, because you go over that client attorney privilege, which the bar is very strong about. You know, if I can't speak English, I can't get Dave on the phone and me talk to Dave and Dave talk to the attorney on my behalf. It's prohibited. So, you know, there's a lot of different instances. That's why it's a real touchy situation, one which we have to do a lot of investigation into. But we are. Any other questions? Dave?
Share maybe a little bit about the story about how the Ocean found Freedom. I think it's just a very story.
It is. Well, and then once again, Dave, don't you think it solidifies the value of our product?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it just does. Noah Rubinsky is an analyst for the Mid-Ocean firm. He's originally from Ohio, and Dave, I want to say it's someone in Dave's downline, sold his family the membership 7 or 8 years ago, and she also became an associate. I don't believe she ever made a sale, but she became an associate and a member. And Noah had utilized the membership on the Title II, which most of us get to use it on the Title II. But anyway, Noah had worked, I was trying to think which investment firm he'd worked for before, like J.P. Morgan, one of the big time. And then he said he was working like 100 hours a week for that firm. And he's, y'all, he's just brilliant. I just can't tell you how intelligent this guy is. And he's like, I would guess he's 30, 28, 29, 30, something like that. I mean, he's just a young guy just with his whole career ahead of him. But anyway, he got on with MidOcean Partners. And they have, I can't remember if it's weekly or if it's monthly, whatever it may be. But everybody at the firm brings their investment ideas in. And they make a presentation to all the other partners. And then they decide if any of them do they want to pursue. Well, Noah, because of his mom's relationship with prepaid legal services and his knowledge of prepaid legal services, started investigating prepaid legal services. And he found out that we were really something that he thought their firm should look at acquiring or at least having an investment in. So he made the presentation. He got people on fire because they had never heard of prepaid legal services. They couldn't believe that there was a firm that actually was providing access to attorneys. And then they took it a step further, and this is the first investment idea that has ever been presented at those meetings where MidOcean actually went out and acquired the company. So we're like Noah's success story. We're MidOcean's success story. And so what you have to realize is how much they've invested in us. And that should also make you feel very secure about what they want to do for us. Because they can't make their investment back if we don't grow. Do you realize that? The only way they can make their investment back is for us to grow. So what are they going to be focused on? Hello? So what's that mean for you all in the room? Growth. I mean, does that not make you excited? Hello? I mean, really and truly, what we ought to do is everybody just ought to go out of this room on fire, selling this product and recruiting like crazy. For a fact, if I don't see Utah's numbers increase over the next week, I'm going to have a word with everybody in this room. Dave, I'll take one more question. That's a great point. I know exactly where you are. And I can tell you that we've already visited with MidOcean. Training is going to be addressed as soon as the transaction is completed. And there's going to be a training process that's going to make you guys giddy with excitement. You're going to be able to recruit and continue to mentor and bring them into the business. But you're going to know exactly the path that they're going to go down and how they're going to obtain all of their knowledge. I can also tell you, and I told George this earlier, they are in love with our product. In love with our product more than you've ever been in love with our product. And if you think you're in love with it, you better get more in love with it because they are product driven. Product driven. And they're going to expect you to be product driven. So that's exciting to me because they're so product driven that they're going to be pushing more knowledge and product knowledge to your new recruits. And you're going to have so much more help bringing them into the business and bringing them into a productive level. So that's another reason to be excited. So all in all, I'm excited in case you can't tell. Thank you so, so very much.
There we go. All right. Let me just quickly tell you guys, each month when I get the numbers for those who are in Players Club, top recruiters, top producers, you know, it's Miss Lawson here that pulls those numbers for me at the corporate office and gets them out here so that we can do that recognition for you. And I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of, you know, very important people working there in that skyscraper in Oklahoma, but you know, Miss Lawson is by far the one person in that corporate office where I feel like if there's a challenge, whether that's with something in my marketplace or my team or anything, that this is someone that I can go to. This is my go-to person that I'm like, all right, you know what? If this needs to be handled at corporate, I'm going to contact Miss Lawson. And she has fixed so many things where just the yogurt hits the fan in your life or something like that. In fact, we were talking with Ryan. Ryan was sharing a story just the other day. He's like, I'm so excited for Miss Lawson to be here because there was a very critical situation on his team not too long ago where, you know, for months it had gone on, and literally it was one phone call to Miss Lawson and within hours, problem resolved and done. And it's just like, it's so nice to have a contact like that inside the corporate office. And the other night at dinner, I was telling her about something just last weekend that was literally making me lose sleep the whole weekend. I was so stressed about it. And she's like, Dave, why didn't you just call me on Saturday night? I would have fixed it and stuff. And seriously, I mean, I have her personal cell phone number, and there's been times where I need stuff and it's late at night or it's the weekend or something like that, and you know, she allows me to contact her or text her or something like that after hours when she's not on the clock, when she's with her family or something like that. And she even goes and just gets things done at that time. You guys, in corporate America, when people punch out and they're off the clock, they're just like, hey, look, you can wait till Monday morning and I'll address that. And we don't have that caliber of people that often in corporate America. And so we are just so lucky to have someone like Miss Melanie Lawson that is our advocate to go to bat for us, to help us out. Give her another applause for everything that she does. All right. So, that being said, I know you guys are all going to be so shocked when you see what I got. But, see, here in Utah, it's just like Oklahoma. There's no fence sitters. We got the BYU crowd, and we got the University of Utah crowd. Yeah. The red or the blue. There ain't no purple. Ain't no purple in the state of Utah. And a few months ago, when Utah won at something, it was like water polo or something like that, I gave away a Utah sweatshirt. But now it's basketball season, and the truth is the truth. BYU is in the NCAA tournament. And Utah fired their coach. So, you get some BYU gear.
I love it.
To take back home.
Thank you.
So, and now I'm sure you see Jimmer Fredette on the news. I mean, NCAA Player of the Year. Now, when you go back there and you're wearing that around Oklahoma, you can say, and when you see Jimmer Fredette in the NBA, you're like, you know what? I got some Jimmer gear. I got Jimmered out in Utah.
I'll
you can just drop
it.
That.
I'll make
All right.
Sure.
Thank you very much. We got that screen ready. Okay, we got Jamie over there. All right, you guys, I am so excited. The next 30 days are just going to be absolutely amazing, you guys. We got a lot of us, hopefully everyone in this room, rolling out to Oklahoma with us. I mean, this is going to be like a road trip, a weekend party, a revolution. I mean, it is going to be absolutely amazing. And talking to some of the leaders around the nation about the buzz that's happening, a lot of you, you know, aren't familiar with the whole history of the company, but we had a very strategic merger back in 1998. And that's when Mr. Jeff Olson brought his company into prepaid legal. And you look at the icons, the legends that came out of that merger between Mr. Darnell Self and Brian Crothers and the Millias and the Coins and just everybody else that came from that merger. One of the most incredible financial decisions that corporate America will ever see for those two companies to come together. And yet, the rumblings in the marketplace from a lot of the leaders are that is going to pale in comparison to the merger we're about ready to see. And I can't imagine, I came in a year after that merger, but I hear the stories about the people that were there in the room when Mr. Jeff Olson got up at his company's convention and announced, y'all ain't TPN anymore. You're all prepaid legal. Now, some of them that were there saw the vision and said, I'm all on board. I believe in our leadership. I see the picture now. I'm going big time. And now they're all millionaires in the company. And some of them were in the bathroom or the hot dog stand or something like that. And they didn't see the vision. And they may or may not have made the right decision. But I can tell you this much. Those who didn't even make it to the event had a hard time catching the vision. And there's stories about people that had Brian Crothers and Darnell Self and these other great leaders in their organization that said, you know what? I'm not interested in prepaid legal. I don't even know what that is. And they didn't make that switch from one company to the other because everybody had about 30 days to get the paperwork filled out where you were going to go. But you had to pull the trigger and say, yes, I'm on board. I opt in. And they didn't. And today, their income would be literally six figures a month for some of these people if they simply would have said, I opt in. But they missed the event where the vision was sold to the marketplace. And what I'm hearing is this is going to blow that away. But the question is, are you going to be there to opt in? Or are you just going to find some excuse to stay home? I can tell you right now, man, I've packed a lot of people in my cars. We've packed a lot of people in hotel rooms. I mean, we've broken every fire code you could imagine in public buildings and stuff like that so that we can have more people on our team opting in. If you haven't made that commitment, that decision to be in Oklahoma, I'm going to tell you right now, you want to make that decision. First and foremost, make that commitment to be there in Oklahoma with us. You can't pre-buy tickets anymore. That's over. But if you get there, I promise you, you'll find a ticket to get in. They'll find a way to get you in. But get your hoteler. Get in a car caravan going out. In fact, I heard of people right here, Shelby. You guys were putting together like a few vans together this morning before the event. There are people right here in this marketplace that have room in their car. All you got to do is say, hey, I'll pitch in a little bit of money for gas. I'm going. And they will give you a ride there, but you just got to start asking around. Talk to your upline director and executive director. They will hook you up with somebody who's going. Get out there. The week after that event, you're going to come home and you're going to feel like your hair's on fire. Okay? And you're going to want to stop by a drugstore and get some sleeping pills. Because you are not going to be able to sleep for a few days. You are going to be in the no sleep phase when you come home because you're going to realize that this is going to retire generations of your family wealthy if you follow the system. I remember it very clearly. Going to my first event in my salvage title Geo Metro, sitting there watching the vision unfold of where I could be in life, knowing that my family was at home struggling to keep the utilities on. And I knew I was going to become a millionaire with this company. And I came home and I tried to explain to my wife, honey, I promise you we're going to be millionaires in the next few years. And she's like, well, maybe you ought to buy some groceries before you become a millionaire, okay? maybe you ought to get the kids some diapers, you know, we're out of them or something like that. And she couldn't see what I saw because she missed the event. Now, my wife is very clearly on board today, okay? But it was amazing. Two people, same household, one saw the vision, one didn't. If I chose to have the work ethic and dedication to this company that she felt, I wouldn't be here today because she's like, you know what? It's more important that you just get a job that pays, you know, $7 an hour and blah, 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 because that's what we knew. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep that job, but I'm going to work part-time on my fortune in prepaid legal. And that's the vision that I had. And that eventually passed up my full-time income. And today we don't have to work if we don't want to because of the residual income and the growth of our team and everything that's going on here. But it's because I made it to the event where I saw the vision. And that's what created the desire, the work ethic, and the love and the just huge, huge desire to make prepaid legal my future. And my grandchildren will grow up in an entirely different world because I went to that event. My grandchildren will be talking about when Grandpa Hall went to his first convention and here's what happened. And this is why we own that spot on the mountain where the U used to be. Okay, so anyhow. That's where our new house is built. All right, so. I'll throw parties up there and you guys can all come up and talk about it. All right, so. The week after that event, we're all going to be back here. It's going to be a little bit of a recap, but a lot more of a vision looking forward. We're going to have some incredible information, some incredible training, and I'm so excited about the person who's coming to share this information with you guys. We have none other than Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Chris Hughes, coming in to do our event for us. And I have some hilarious stuff on Chris that I'll be sharing at that event. Some of you already know what it is, but it is going to be absolutely amazing. Now, if you think about it, if everyone in this room just brought one guest to that event, we're going to have to turn people away. But the good news is, some of you will opt in and some of you won't. And it's real easy to figure out who opts in and who doesn't. Those that opt in leave here today with a ticket. Those that say, I'm going to see if I can make it next month, good news is they make up room for the rest of us that want to bring guests next month. The question is, are you going to leave here today opting in to your future in prepaid legal, or are you going to leave it to chance? I never, ever, ever leave an event without having tickets to the next event. I will leave Oklahoma with my ticket already to Dallas because I know it's not an option in my life. It's automatic. You can get your tickets for $20 to the event with Mr. Chris Hughes. Now, I'm going to talk to those of you that want to blow up your business. Some of you won't be happy just coming back here by yourself next month. What if you'd like 100% growth in your business? Then you might want to come back here with at least one other person on your team. But if you'd like to get into the event for free today, and only today, you can get 5 tickets for the price of 4. So you can actually get your ticket. I recommend go recruit 4 other people instead of just going and calling 4 other people on your team that didn't have the chance. Go recruit 4 other people between now and then. And when you come out of that event, you're going to be contagious. When you come out of Oklahoma City, you're going to be absolutely on fire. And people are going to want to know what it is that is so incredibly positive in your life. Why are you so optimistic when everything on the news is doom and gloom and the economy and the world and everything, and you're going to be like, you know what? I've seen the land of milk and honey. I've found the Holy Grail. Because I came home from my first event, and I knew I was going to be a millionaire. It was so clear to me. I came home, and I knew this company was going to retire my family wealthy. And you know what? If they had 100 tickets, I'd have found a way to get them. We didn't have all that great events in the state way back when. George remembers those days. But you know what? If you're a serious team builder, if you're someone that says, hey, you know what? I'm done coming solo. I'm done coming by myself. I'm coming next month with an army. A small army, but I'm coming with an army next month, and we're going to start building on that. Because when MidOcean rolls out their game plan over the next 6 to 12 months, you don't want to start getting going after they show the plans. You want your momentum already in the field. It's like catching a wave. If you decide to catch the wave when you're at the top of the wave and it's cresting, it's too late. You got to see the wave on the horizon and say, it's time to start paddling furious now. And you get a little bit of momentum, so when the wave catches you, you're riding the wave. There will be a huge separation in incomes from the people who catch the wave and those who wait to see the wave. If you're serious about catching the wave, your tickets are back at the back table. We'll see you April 16th right here with Mr. Chris Hughes. Thank you all for coming out today.